We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Allison's morning show. In case no one's told you so far, let me break the good news. It's Friday.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
And as we embark on our 3-day Memorial Day weekend, I remind you that Labor Day is right around the corner, and that's when Bottle Rock Napa Valley is happening. Mm. Presented by Jam Sellers, 3-day tickets are sold out. Single-day tickets went on sale yesterday and are sold out. Oh, my God. Is that true? Did you just edit this, Nikki? Holy cow. All the tickets are sold out. Wow.
Yeah, that came through yesterday.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. Listen, you can win some. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest. You have a chance to win a pair of single-day tickets there. Get to RadioAlice.com and check it out.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts.
Nice.
They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues.
Good
and
people.
With Memorial Weekend here, it's the unofficial kickoff to summer, and also it means kids have 1 or maybe 2 weeks left max of school, if they're not already out.
Right.
I know my kid's already, she's got the date figured out and is ready to be done, and so is mom. And while I've been like, yeah, but then there won't be, she goes, I need to not do help her with school anymore. I need that off me. And I was like, okay.
Well, all right then.
Yikes.
Sounds like a plan.
But what about you? No.
Oh.
No. I just need her schoolwork off me. That's what I need. I'm like, all right, okay.
Well, all righty then.
A little testy, but I guess I get it. Sure. It's a lot.
I'm going to go to bed now. Good night.
Right. We've all had a lot. I get it.
Yep.
Anyway, let's see. Here's what's happening. I wanted to mention this real quick. Vehicle thefts have jumped almost 50% in San Jose.
Whoa.
And here are the 10 models most frequently stolen. There's a couple weird things about this story. First of all, the cars most frequently stolen aren't that great. Second of all, they say here that most of the cars end up recovered, just like the one that was stolen from us.
People just need a ride.
I don't get it. I don't. You'd think that they would strip these things down to the frame and sell every part, and it doesn't seem to be the case. They say the good news is the vast majority of stolen vehicles were recovered, like 95% of them. Wow. And of those, only 13% were being driven at the time when the car was found.
So they were abandoned.
Most of them are parked, just like ours was.
So and yours, you didn't get yours back, though, right?
We didn't see it because we'd already been given money by the insurance company.
So they took it.
So they took it and did whatever, whether they sold it or whatever was left of it, I don't know.
Because it was a month at least before you found
it, was gone for
right?
a long time, yeah. Yeah, and I don't get it. I thought by then it was, you know,
right,
in pieces.
Right.
But you know what? I watch too many movies. Maybe I don't know what thieves do with
they
these
took
things.
It right to the chop shop in the movie, Shane.
It might just be joyrides, I guess.
Right.
But why? What is the...
I don't know. Transporting stolen goods, maybe? Weren't those the looters? The looter-type people?
Yeah, they were looters for sure. 2000 Honda Civic is the number one most stolen car in San Jose.
Mm.
97 Honda Accord. Mm-hmm. An 03 full-size Ford pickup.
Whoa.
An 01 full-size Chevy pickup.
So people need... I'm telling you, that's a transport thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. 08 Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
Toyota Camry. I was caught in the Toyota Camry when I was 13. Stolen Toyota Camry.
You stole a Toyota Camry?
Well,
why were you stealing cars at age 13?
Oh, story time.
Okay, story time.
Joyride. It was, I'm telling you, it was just a joyride.
Why? What was this? A crime of opportunity?
Story. Take the car. I didn't know how to drive.
Okay. Was it, was you're it not your dad's car? Telling stories. Let's start from the beginning. You're out with your friends. And you guys see a car that's open, decide you're breaking in.
Like, I bet you these other cars that you're talking about on the list have master keys. And so this kid is like, yo, man, I got this master key. It goes to, like, almost all these Toyota Camrys. So I'm like, for real? I don't know about that. Let's see. So we start going up to a bunch of Toyota Camrys, and we try, and it worked. It actually opens the door. And I'm like, what? All right, well, let's see if we can start it. The engine starts. So the engine starts, and we're driving it around. And so
was your friend 13, too?
Yeah. I mean, it might have been. There's a couple older kids, so there's like a 14, 15-year-old.
Oh, okay. But no one with a freaking driver's license.
Well, nobody needs a license when you're stealing stuff, Sarah.
That's true.
You got a point.
It was just
a
joyride, but we got pulled over and
hauled off to jail. Guns and everything.
Yeah, they
wait, you had guns?
No, they had guns. The police pulled their guns on us because we had a stolen vehicle. So they're like, get out the car, get on the floor. We're like, ah!
And four little children get out.
Yeah. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
How long did this joyride last that they knew the car had already been reported stolen?
It was a whole day.
You were gone all day.
Oh my God.
We're having a day with it. Come on, man. Like,
first, we're going to go to the candy store, and then we're going to go down to the beach and look at girlies.
And then we're going to go through In-N-Out.
Well, In-N-Out wasn't around at the time.
Yeah. That's too bad.
That sucks for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
So was that the first black star on your record?
I didn't get anything for that one because I happened to be in the passenger seat, not in the driver's seat.
Okay.
Wait, aren't you like an accomplice?
I don't know. Well, let's not talk about that.
You're the one who brought it up, my friend.
I don't know why.
Yeah, we didn't. This one fell into our laps. This was not hard work.
This is great.
Remy, a little juvie.
Yeah, I was a juvie. Yeah, I did go to juvenile hall.
Anyway, car theft jumped a lot over the last year in San Jose, but the car is not high end. Yeah. Not the big ones that you'd go, well, if I'm going to be in trouble for stealing a car, I'm going and I'm getting a Porsche. Nah.
Yeah, no, they get the ones that they have the master key for. Right.
That is crazy. So there really is a master key thing? I'm surprised by that.
Maybe not anymore, now that all the kids have it.
Never heard that.
You think?
Yeah, I never heard of that either. I would have said BS, except Rain went on an all-day joyride.
I'm sure some texters know about this master key.
All right.
Amazon announced a new feature at its warehouses. As you know, Amazon gets everybody everything in a day.
So fast.
FedEx currently can't find that box that was shipped 3 weeks ago, Amazon's got you covered in under a day.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Anyway, the new feature at their warehouses where all the work is done.
Is it bathrooms? Thank you. I'll be here just until 10 o'clock.
That was a quick one.
The reports have been that the conditions there aren't great. You're right. And this goes along those lines as I get down the story. Give me a second. They have announced a new feature at their warehouses called Zen Booths. Where workers can go to get away when they feel overwhelmed. And after this announcement, Amazon was mercilessly mocked, as you just made the joke about the bathrooms. Yeah. They say each one's about the size of a porta potty, and inside is supposed to be calming, but basically it looks like a tiny office with a few small plants. There's a computer with preloaded Amazon videos about mindful meditation and mental health. Then there's also a small fan, which is probably the most useful item in there, they say. People online immediately labeled them crying booths. Amazon deleted.
I really wonder how long those things are even going to be habitable. I mean, imagine the guy who thinks, it's just exactly the size of a porta potty.
Right. Amazon has deleted its tweets about the program once all the scoundrels started mocking them.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure their intentions were good.
Are you?
The thing about it is, they're not even allowed to leave their post to go to the bathroom is the rumor.
Right.
And now they're going to, oh, I'm feeling overwhelmed. You're yelling at me. I feel overwhelmed. I'm going to the Zen booth. Well, how long can I stay there? And what good is 5 minutes in a meditation booth? This is the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay, Amazon, good try. Amazon.
For 5 weeks, cops in New Zealand had been searching for a 32-year-old guy named James Bryant, who's connected to an assault. It turns out he ran into the wilderness and had been hiding there for weeks.
Oh.
He's just turned himself in, though, after hiring a helicopter to come pick him up and fly him home.
Oh.
Before he went to the police. I didn't know they had Uber for helicopters, for crying
either.
Out loud. But somehow he had an app that got him dialed
in. And still had power to his phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy.
Before he went to the police station, he took a friend along for a champagne and oysters lunch. And outside the police station, he said that his 5 weeks in the woods were pretty great because he got to do a lot of yoga. He's facing charges that include assault with a weapon, wounding with intent to injure, and failing to appear in court. He's not a good guy.
Rich guy, but he's good at yoga.
Or
stole someone's credit cards. I mean, who's paying for this helicopter flight and the oysters and champagne?
Yeah,
is he rich?
He must
be rich enough that he's like, I'm going to go home, face the music, and then get back to my rich-ass life.
Crime does pay. You've heard that, right?
I've heard it doesn't pay, too.
Oh, right. Well, this is weird. I didn't have time to research this, but I was, like, blown away. A 26-year-old guy from Washington went to Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas. Crater of Diamonds, it's
called. Never heard of it. Interesting.
Hoping to find something to use for an engagement ring. And he found a massive 2.2 carat diamond.
Whoa.
The Crater of Diamonds State Park.
I assume you're not allowed to take the diamonds?
I don't know. That's why I said
it. People just go there and...
I saw the story and didn't have a chance to research it, but I definitely want to. I will look this up and get more info for you guys. You can find... a diamond. It's got to be legal or he wouldn't have talked about it, right?
I don't know. I don't understand. I'm confused by this because, A, I've never heard of the Crater of Diamonds. Oh, look at that. Look at that diamond. Well, it's a rough diamond. It looks yellow, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just the color in the photo.
Well, yellow diamonds are all the rage, Sarah.
I wouldn't know about the raging diamonds.
It's a 2.2 carat yellow diamond.
Yeah,
a visitor found it. At the Crater of Diamonds. So how is it that there's any diamonds left there? Once everyone hears about the Crater of Diamonds, doesn't everybody flock to the Crater of Diamonds?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, every now and then I'll see a guy down walking on the beach with one of those
metal detectors. Yeah,
yeah, whatever. And I think, well, he must have found something sometime in order to keep staying out there, right?
Right. It feels like the beach has been combed, though.
Yeah, you'd think.
It does seem like you should go off, you know, take a wilderness tour of the woods where no one else has been, except for that one guy who dropped a stash of gold doubloons.
The diamond finder, though, what is that? Like,
this is so bizarre.
You'd have to chip into rock. You'd have to have a pick, right?
Right, absolutely. That's what I would assume, Vincent.
All right. Well, anyway, that's going on out there, everyone. Now, listen. We are doing our secret show today, everyone.
We are.
It's going to be epic.
Right around
the
corner.
I can't even tell you. I am so amped for this. I haven't been able to focus on anything but it. In fact, I'm so distracted by it, I think we're just going to bomb. There's too much there.
We're going to take some breaths, and we're going to work our way through all the information that we have.
All right.
It is going to be epic. Also,
it's too
next
beefy.
Hour.
It's too much.
It's a lot. There's a lot. Next hour, though, before we go, we are going to do another epic battle royale, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
So V Hale will be joining us for that and for the. She's going to hang out and do the secret show with us afterwards.
So what I'm leading to is I only have a few minutes for texts here. I'll do a couple. Unfortunately, we won't get through too many of these. But our number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. My 99 Acura Integra was stolen out of my carport in Walnut Creek in 2016 because of a master key. It was found in Oakland, stripped for parts.
Huh.
Stripped for parts.
Mm.
Thanks, Bryn, for telling all listeners about Master Keys, hoping now all the listeners won't steal my Camry.
The listeners are after you.
It was an old Camry. I mean, I was when I was 13, so what was that?
415 says, yeah, I love Bryn's joyride story time. That's growing up in the city.
It is growing up in the city.
It's enough for the city.
I'm sorry, what? Bryn coming in? Hot with the best story in the ninth inning of the show.
It's crazy.
Random.
Out of nowhere. He never tells us anything. You know, he had a very checkered past. Huh, Bryn?
Yeah, it was, you know,
We get only drips and drabs.
Well, it started with stealing cars at 13. It can only get worse, right?
Yeah.
And it did.
Well, it started, yeah, even worse than that. So.
Oh, it start. There's a worse story than that before you stole the car?
Well, I grew up when I was really young, I grew up in the Tenderloin. So that's by the time I stole a car, I was in the Richmond district. That was like a nice neighborhood.
Oh, like posh. Right?
You guys had already moved out of the Tenderloin.
Right.
Good for you.
Like, we got to get Bryn someplace where he can't get into trouble anymore.
Right. Well, I found it.
Of course you did.
Let's see here. What was the artist Sarah and Vinny just played? Dylan Beach or something?
Dylan Beach?
Delamitri?
Oh, Delamitri. Delamitri. Yeah, this song. Roll to Me on Alice 97.3. Here we go. Look around
your world, pretty. Nice job,
Thank
Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
A lot of people wrote in guesses about the song. Plenty of people wrote in about Moby, of all things. Boy, I don't think Moby had hits.
He had some hits with other people that I know we played a couple of Moby songs. I want to say whether it was like a Moby and a Gwen Stefani.
All right, name it.
I can't.
Well, let's hear it. Sing it.
I can't.
Yeah, I know. I looked him up. I don't see any hits there. I'm like, this guy doesn't have hits. This is the most known guy for no hits of all time.
Yeah, I know. We all know. We all heard the name. Moby Hits.
Oh, you guys know this one here.
Yeah. This is it. Is this with Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, that's Gwen, that's right. For sure.
I knew that one. What's the name of that one?
Southside.
Southside. I was going to say Eastside, but I'm like, nope, that's
Halsey.
That's a Halsey song, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's the one Moby song I know. He's amazing.
So we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to cross our fingers, and we hope to perform the best secret show. Well,
of the three we've done so far.
Of the three we've done.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.